Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Veryl Dana, and listeners like you. Today's segment features Viva of Portland. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
So the song starts with this visceral and intense drum beat and this caricature of an outlandish African cry. And I remember being like 6 years old in my dad's car in the back seat, just freaking out to this song and having it on repeat. And so my dad and his family are from the West Indies, which is how I came to hear this music. I have never met anyone who could listen to this and not move a little bit.
This is a story, ladies and gentlemen, about two lovely white women traveling all the way to Africa. Africa found themselves deep in the heart of the Baluba in the Congo.
And then you start listening to the lyrics, and I, of course, was six, and I had that thing where you know the lyrics to a song and you sing the whole thing, but you don't realize the meaning until you're maybe 24. And it's a song about these two white women traveling through Africa. They find themselves in the hands of a cannibal headhunter. He cooked up one, and he ate one raw. They taste so good, he wanted more.
He cooked up one and he ate one raw. Them taste so good, he wanted more, more. Oh, want more.
This guy, who is fully embracing the African caricature, and doing it to highlight two things, the myth and fear of white women that they have of black men, but also the interesting dynamic that happened when white women liked black men. I can't help but think of when this song was banned from the radio in the 1960s. Was it because the listeners were upset at the thought of people taking the song seriously and believing that there were cannibals eating white women in the Congo, which was certainly a rumor that was happening. And found it or not, the rumor made it so virulently through the Western world that it might as well have been true. And I've thought about covering these tunes partly because of the way it made me feel as a kid, and partly just because I think it's important to remind people these lies exist and they've made their way into our psyche, whether or not we know that we've been exposed to them. And I mean, I sit before you, a brown curly haired woman with a dad who's not a native US born person, and I still have to check myself on internalized beliefs about brown people and black people. And I love the reminder of having to think about those things. I'm Viva of Viva and the Reinforcements, proud Portlander, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.